Bolivian Ambassador Silves Alvarado opened by speaking of his country's history as marked by the same colonial legacy of oppression found in most of South America.
The richest mines were owned by the tin barons, and they were used to control the country's economy and the country's politics. They were the true kings. All of the riches of the tin were only good for these three families.
But a radical change is sweeping the continent, said Ecuadorian Ambassador Maria Fernanda Espinosa.
The countries are called independent, but this neocolonial government has been ruthless. And we see now that the people of Latin America, they have woken up now with a strong, struggling spirit. And our people are also massively now, more and more, electing governments that do not represent anymore these micro-elites that we have seen in the past. No, no, they represent the people. They represent the interests of the majority.
Venezuela's land reform law gives peasants the right to take over any land which is not actively cultivated. Robin Garcia from Los Angeles took part in the student delegation to Venezuela in July and visited a farm in the state of Baracui.
Everywhere people told us that this was not a struggle that was happening from the top down. They had to fight for this land themselves. And sometimes it ended in bloodshed, but they were so proud that finally they are working together collectively. There's over 128 people who work there.
At a textile cooperative in Caracas, workers were collectively planning their future.
The government had offered these folks free housing in the cooperative. But instead, the people decided to build a school and a college which would offer technical skills, as well as a childcare center. And all these services would actually end up benefiting 3,000 people instead of 200 people.
Venezuela's ambassador Aura Mahuampi de Ortiz showed that caring about people is a sweeping new world vision.
Decisions taken to promote women at all levels to be mayors, members of legislature, and the 50% should be of each sex. That's the idea.
But Nicaraguan Ambassador Maria Rubiales de Chamorro cautions that the people must remain vigilant.
I would like to call out to the American people not to be fooled by the press campaigns against the governments of Latin America and the Caribbean that have been elected democratically by their people. Observe closely what we're doing and continue being in solidarity with us. We have been able to reject the frivolous model of individualism.
For the WBAI Sunday News at Cooper Union, this is Fred Nguyen.